One new manager told me this. The stakes are even higher with a virtual workplace. I see my boss once a week, not every day, and I can't leave anything to chance. With today's ongoing advancements in technology, you're competing with more talent than at any time in history, and not just in the United States, but also in China, India, Mexico, Africa, Japan, Brazil, and about 145 other countries. The digital world makes a rightful meritocracy. If you do souped-up work as a way to differentiate yourself among your competitors, you'll win out. It doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, or who you know. Though most people like to believe they are singular, unique, and one of a kind in their assignments, few are. Across the world, we are more similar than dissimilar. Yet, as fate would have it, your boss is looking for someone singular who outshines the rest. You see, right now, private conversations are taking place in secret sessions. Behind closed doors, with shades drawn, management muckety-mucks sitting in high black leather chairs are thinking hard about you and a smattering of your competitors. One person is enthusiastically singled out with the confirmatory statement, "He's different." Someone asks, "What do you mean?" And the muckety